Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
On the Cliffo and Kate podcast today, a bit of action live from WeWar? No, I've said that wrong. WeWack.
WeWack. The WeWack wrap up. Try saying that with a mouthful.
WeWack wrap up.
Try saying that with a mouthful of marbles. Yeah, CK is over in PNG on a tour of duty and we catch up with him about all things Anzac Day.
Plus, are we moving towards a cashless society? This was a really interesting take, I think, from Kate and Scott Pape, the barefoot investor, because they're totally on the same level when it comes to finances.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Totally
same financial level, same intellectual level.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Kate's broke. It's coming up on the Cliffo and Kate podcast.
This is Triple M's Tour of Duty. On Townsville's 102.3 Triple M.
Yeah, so at the moment, CK and sidekick Smithy are currently in PNG with the 3rd Brigade doing the tour of duty. Really excited that these guys are over here reporting back from some real key sites from World War II and giving us some insight into what it's like to be over there.
Tomorrow morning on Triple M, this is something really special. The Anzac ceremony live from PNG on the air. So if you're doing anything tomorrow, if you're on the way, you know, back from the dawn service or on your way there, just all morning. It's unfolding at different times, so all morning just have the radio on Triple M. But CK yesterday, on the way to his accommodation, actually having a chat to a digger serving over there at the moment, giving him his unofficial welcome to WeWack.
G'day, so Major Tom Foley. So welcome to WeWack. WeWack's a small town in northern Papua New Guinea in East Sepik province. It's home to the 2nd Battalion, the Royal Pacific Island Regiment, and they're based out at Moham Barracks, just outside of town. There's a small population here, there's an airport, and that's really about it. It's strategic because there was a lot of fighting here during World War II, and as you can sort of see as we're driving around, it's got that tropical sort of beach paradise feel to it with lovely sandy beaches.
Reminds me straight away, I look at the place that... The proximity of the rainforest to the beach, Cardwell, comes to mind. I'm not sure when the last time you did a little drive up to Cairns,
Cardwell, Mission Beach.
How do you feel as a current serving digger to be in a place like WeWack?
I think it's an amazing experience to be here in WeWack. Just in here alone, Japanese headquarter tunnels, an Australian one at Victoria Cross on the slopes of the hills just to our front here. So there's some amazing history here and it's great to be part of that story and that legacy as we move forward and remember and commemorate our past.
We're cruising down a road, barely, I guess, two cars wide, bitumen, potholes everywhere. This area is interesting too, and this is probably the juicy stuff our listeners will love to hear. Earthquakes, quite susceptible to earthquakes.
Very susceptible to earthquakes. So we're in the Ring of Fire in the Pacific. There was a 6-point something one the other day. That's caused a lot of issues for the local population up in the Sepik River Valley. So the, currently 2RPIR, the infantry battalion here out of WeWack, are supporting their locals in distribution of stores, supplies, humanitarian assistance and that sort of stuff. And WeWack is that sort of hub where all supplies come in and then pushed out of. So you'll see there'll be some helicopters kicking around, there'll be some soldiers moving supplies and that sort of stuff. And that's been happening for the last few weeks now.
Also renowned for their, is it Puk Puk? Is that how I say it?
Yeah, Puk Puk. Crocodiles are pretty common up here, pretty tasty, and I'm sure we'll get a chance to try some in the next few days.
Bit of Puk Puk on the menu for our mate CK. That was fantastic. Think of it like fishy chicken.
I've never had crocodile. Are you speaking from experience?
Had it in a pie. Once before.
Crocodile pie.
Yeah, fishy chicken, I think, is the best way to
I look
sort of
forward to getting
it.
CK's report about his chicken skewers. Oh, he's sort of crocodile skewers.
Fishy chicken skewers.
CK joins us this morning. Technology, hopefully, on par. Yeah.
Hello, Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good. Every time I hear WeWack, I keep singing in my head, WeWack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. What is it like there? Because this is in the thick of the PNG jungle where you are.
Yeah, mate. Honestly, if you get the chance to have a jump on some sort of tour and get up here, your mind's going to be blown. It's really just that cliche, thick jungle. You know, when you think of like tribal masks, wooden items, it is beautiful up here, mate. The people are phenomenal. Boss man Smithy and I, we've just come from a romantic breakfast for two. Our bowl was so full of like papaya and these bananas, which Cliffo, you'd be used to this size banana, but you know, like something that was like so massive and pineapple. It was just like something out of just like a novel. It was amazing.
Mate, you're giving everyone a bum steer here. You're saying you're in the jungle and all these like things are happening, but producer Beck Lambert showed us a picture of where you guys are currently staying. It looks lovely. There's like a water view with green pastures and it looks pretty plush.
Yeah, I got to say, well, listen, they've definitely rolled out the red carpet, and saying that we've dug in with 3rd Brigade is one thing. I got to do a shout out to all the soldiers up here because we, Smith and I spent a bit of time up at the base last night, which is on the outskirts of town, a good 20-minute drive through probably some of the most pothole-ridden roads I've ever been on. Like, if this was Townsville, it'd probably take you like 4 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
But because of the driving conditions, it took us ages. But we have a whole bunch of great soldiers. I know they're actually streaming us right now, so a big shout-out to everybody on base this morning. They're just so excited to... I think they just want our Tim Tams because we haven't.
Yeah,
we brought some food for the guys and girls here, but honestly, guys, it's just such a jaw-dropping experience, and we just feel so blessed that wherever we go, these soldiers are just so welcoming.
I know you brought a suitcase full of Tim Tams, and you mentioned too because PNG obviously rugby league mad, so you got a bit of merch as well too for the locals. Tell us about the locals in WeWack,
mates. Such passionate people. Wherever we go, you know, like they come over and want to say g'day, find out about our story. When they find out that we are from Townsville, the first thing they want to have a chat about is the footy. Obviously, wow. Jonathan Thurston is just revered up here, and so are the Cowboys. So we've been quite fortunate that we've teamed up with the club. Half my suitcase was just full of Cowboys merch. So Smithy and I are going to be taking some boats actually with the PNG army to some kind of like faraway islands, and we're going to be giving some Cowboys merchandise to these kids that probably, you know, only dream about having some Cowboys merch. But we've got bucket hats and water bottles and, strangely enough, scarves. I don't know when those things are going to be pulled out, because I'd say the humidity at the moment is sitting around 98%. You know, I wish I could be here shirtless in our little makeshift studio in
well,
studio.
Well, we're glad that you're not shirtless, CK. Thank you. And we're glad that this is radio. Hey, you mentioned earlier about this local delicacy, the puk puk, which is the crocodile, which is quite abundant in WeWack. Mate, have you wrapped the chompers around that yet?
Yeah, actually, last night we had the chance to go out for a feed, and there's a couple of items up here that you have to try. One of them being the Sepik prawn, which is like a single prawn, which is the size of a dinner plate. Now, it's not the season for that, sadly, so we might be missing out on that. But crocodile or puk puk is, I think I read somewhere that like this province is like the most highly concentrated amount of crocodiles wherever, right? So it's a bit of a delicacy up here. So last night we went out to dinner and we noticed that there was crocodile tail green curry. And I got to say, put my hand up, gave it a crack. So delicious. This is probably the first time I've actually reached for crocodile before, so I didn't know what I was expecting. Kind of small white chunks like chicken, if you squinted. But it was absolutely delicious and so tender. And I'll be going back for seconds tonight, I
think,
too.
Well, don't let the crocs hear you say that. If there's that many of them around, they don't want to hear
a crocodile convert.
What? You ain't Gary. How dare you?
Well, you know what? Hey, listen, they popped up, took over Rolling Stone. I'm just getting my back, okay, for my Townsville brothers and sisters.
CK and Smithy, of course, covering Anzac Day live from PNG tomorrow. And hopefully in about 15, 20 minutes or so, we'll get you back on with the Brigadier, who's over there as well, CK. So,
oh, guys, how's this for a stick? So we were meant to go to PT at about 6 o'clock. And obviously, Smithy outranks me. He's my boss. And when he said, listen, how about we stay home and do editing instead of swimming in these same rivers and beaches where all these crocodiles are for PT, I'm like, yes, Smithy, whatever you need, sir. So
sure,
yeah, the Brigadier's been... I'm not going to be suiting up for the military anytime soon. A little too scared to dip my toes in up here.
More from CK and the Brig really soon on Triple M Breakfast with Cliffo and Kate. Thanks, CK. Chat soon, mate.
Love you, guys.